Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at gcnlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Of course, we are live on Sunday nights, and I'm really excited to be with you tonight. I'm excited to be alive tonight. Yesterday, I taught a woman's self-defense class in St. Augustine, and many of you know who are regular listeners that I recently got certified in June to teach women self-defense, which is really a passion of mine. And many of you also know that I'm a second-degree black belt in Taekwondo, but self-defense is different than Taekwondo. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's a lot more practical, and a lot of it is about teaching people how to avoid situations where they would have to use self-defense. And when you teach one of these classes, what's interesting about it is you take people mostly that have no background or training at all in any type of physical martial arts. And you take them in, and in 12 hours, you sort of immerse them into about 12 or so, 15 or so different techniques that they can use. And we also have a three-hour introduction where we talk about some of the psychological and preparedness, awareness kinds of issues. And we talked a lot about Ted Bundy in that pre-course, that 3 hours. But we did this all as a Friday night, all day Saturday. And the most fun of all was at the very end, the last couple of hours, we did a real-life simulation where I put on a tactical suit and I literally look like the Michelin Man, except that it's red. And then these women get to basically beat the crap out of me. We put them through all kinds of different scenarios where they're standing at an ATM and they get jumped. They're walking home from work and they get jumped. And I'm the guy that jumps them. And then they get to basically beat me with their hands and feet, and all the stuff that I just taught them is now boomeranging back on me, and I'm now receiving the brunt of all that. So I am very sore today. It was hard getting out of bed. I'm a 50-year-old man, and I'm doing this kind of thing. So you've got to keep all that in mind. But that was a lot of fun, and just a special hello to anybody that might be listening that was in my women's self-defense class this weekend. Of course, the website is ChristianMoney.com for those that want to follow me 24/7, ChristianMoney.com. And for those that want to find out more about the radio show, I've been getting a lot of emails from people saying, hey, where can I download it? Where can I listen to the live stream? It's very easy. Just go to the website, JimParisRadio.com. JimParisRadio.com. If you go to that website, we pretty much have everything about the radio show there for you. And that includes a link to our live stream. It also includes all of the other things that you might want to access. For example, we do have an Android app that you can use to listen to the live stream 24/7. And what's really neat about the live stream over at JimParisRadio.com. I say live stream, I guess I should say 24/7 stream. What I do is I put in the last few weeks of my shows, and then they rotate just all throughout the day. So if you're somebody that likes to listen to talk shows while you're working and maybe you're not always listening every Sunday night, this is a great way for you to catch some of our prior shows sort of in real-time airplay. Of course, at jimparisradio.com, we also have links to iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, all of the different places where you can download the program as well. So check that out. And, of course, the blog is blog.christianmoney.com, blog.christianmoney.com. Our guest tonight in hour number two is researcher Harry Moscoff. Really fascinating guy. And he believes he knows where the biblical Ark of the Covenant is located. And this is going to be really fascinating. So if you're somebody that's interested in Bible history, archaeology, alternative history, conspiracy theories, the Middle East, I mean, make a big list. This guy's going to be probably touching a lot of nerves tonight as he gets into this topic, and a lot of things happening in Israel. So it'll be very interesting to talk to researcher Harry Moscoff tonight. And then next week, we're going to be talking in hour number two with author Stephen Michaud. And we're going to be talking about the Ted Bundy serial killer case. And this is something we talked a lot about this weekend in the Women's Self-Defense course. Ted Bundy killed at least, we believe, at least 35 women nationwide. He was taken into custody twice by the police and escaped before he was ultimately tried and convicted of murder and went to Florida's electric chair. He is one of the most interesting individuals just to study his past, you know, his years growing up and sort of what might have been signs early on that this guy was messed up. Fascinating look at serial killer Ted Bundy in hour number two next week. I also want to mention before we get into all the news, and there's a ton of news today, this is one of those great Sundays to be doing a show on a Sunday night because we have a treasure trove of news to get into tonight. I want to tell you about the website stopbeingtracked.com. We are still getting an unbelievable response from what we're telling people about this website. The story is this. I looked and looked on Amazon.com and a number of other websites to try to find sort of a one book solution or, you know, one book answer to all of my questions that I had about internet security. You know, how do I stop Google from tracking me? And all of these websites you go to, you don't know this, but they put a little piece of computer code on your computer called a cookie, and then they track you. And this is how, you know, you go to maybe Amazon and you are looking to buy something, like maybe you're looking to buy a laptop computer. Then all of a sudden, every other website you go to for the next 2 or 3 days, there are ads coming up for laptop computers. And you're thinking, wow, what a coincidence. All these ads all of a sudden about laptop computers. No, it's because you are being tracked, not only by websites like Amazon, but also by Google, even by the government. And so there's some really, really neat strategies. I looked for a book for a long time. How could I sort of protect myself, protect my privacy, protect my family, protect my computer when I'm online? And this book is just packed with strategies and tips. And for example, the keywords that will trigger the NSA to start tracking you online. Check it all out over at the website stopbeingtracked.com. Stopbeingtracked.com. Now, we get into the Sunday news. And this first story is going to be, you're going to hear this all day tomorrow. So here's your preview. Donald Trump was on one of the Sunday morning shows this morning, and apparently he has reignited a war of words with former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, and it's all about whether George Bush kept the country safe or not. So Jeb Bush has been saying, hey, you may not have agreed with everything my brother George Bush did, but at least he kept the country safe for all those years. So Donald Trump's response to that is, no, he didn't. What about 9/11? 9/11 happened during George Bush's presidency. So Donald Trump is saying, hey, that's on his watch. He was responsible for that. So he didn't keep the country safe. Seemed maybe a little bit unfair, maybe a lot unfair, depending on your view on that. But that's sort of the battle that's going on. So then what he was asked is, well, what would you have done differently? And this is where really the fireworks started, and this is going to be on all of your talk shows tomorrow. Trump says that if he were president at the time, there never would have been a 9/11 attack. And we'll tell you why he says that after we come back from this break. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Recent statistics show that gun sales are absolutely going through the roof. Honestly, it's no wonder today that people are buying guns in such record numbers. I just stumbled across a very, very interesting way to cash in on the explosion in firearm sales. Did you know that you can legally set up a home-based gun dealership and the cost to obtain a federal firearms license is ridiculously low? As an FFL dealer, you can even buy your own guns and ammo at wholesale. Now, if you'd like to get all of the details and the information you need to get started in a business like this, check out the website HomeGunBusiness.com. That's HomeGunBusiness.com.
Leave it alone, it'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, so here is your preview, your Sunday night preview of what's going to be on all the talk shows tomorrow. And a lot of this news breaks on these Sunday shows, which honestly, I don't watch these Sunday shows all that often, but apparently there were fireworks today. And here's sort of the back and forth. I'll read this to you. Quote, Jeb said, "We were safe with my brother. We were safe." Well, the World Trade Center just fell down, Trump continued. Now I'm trying to blame him. I'm not blaming anybody, but the World Trade Center came down. So when he said, quote, "We were safe," that's not safe. We lost 3,000 people. So that's what Trump had to say about it. And Trump goes on to say, this was on CNN this morning on their Sunday show. Trump goes on to say that this would never have happened. September 11th would never have happened if he were president, because he is very tough on immigration, and those individuals would not even have been in the country if he were president. And that may be, honestly, I like Trump, and I think his aggressiveness is refreshing. I like the idea that he's an outsider, but this seems a little bit too far in my view. But I guess this is what happens. They get into this hyperbole during these back and forths. And Jeb Bush, I guess, is reaching a point of desperation, of falling further and further in the polls, further in the fundraising as well. His money situation is looking more bleak than ever. So maybe this is good for Jeb Bush to have an opportunity just to have his name in the headlines. But certainly maybe a little bit too far here for Trump on these comments. I mean, I like Trump, and I like the fact that he's bombastic, but at the same time, you really have to think, can we really blame George W. Bush for 9/11? I mean, he wasn't even president that long at the time. And many people have made the argument that if he was to be blamed, you know, he became president, what, in January of that year? And if anyone were to be blamed, it would have been a prior administration, not George W. Bush. But I guess this is what happens in politics. People sort of take things to extremes, overstate their case a little bit. But that's what you're going to be hearing about tomorrow. And I don't know. I didn't hear the whole interview. I don't know if this was excerpted in an unfair way to make Donald Trump look like he was overstating his point there, or if that really is what happened. This story, interesting. I'll tell you this. Halloween is coming up, in about a week and a half. I have never been one, as an adult, I have to tell you, to go to these haunted houses or these zombie festivals or any of this kind of thing. I know people that absolutely love that sort of activity. They love to go to these. But I it's just not for me. And I'll tell you, when I was a kid growing up in Chicago, I had a high school friend, and he and I, once we got our driver's licenses, it was Katie bar the door. Every year when Halloween came around, we went to probably at least a dozen of these haunted houses. And these haunted houses in the Chicago area, they were epic. I mean, these were put on by the JCs and a lot of social organizations. They were just fantastic. But this was back in the day when a haunted house would be, you would walk through, and maybe there would be, you know, someone that kind of looked like a zombie or a Frankenstein type of a character. I think in the ones that were really kind of pushing it to the edge, you might have had someone with a chainsaw, you know, kind of Texas Chainsaw Massacre looking guy in some of these. But now, from what I understand, they've gone so far. Some of these, the one at Universal Studios has some kind of a see-through casket where someone lays in there and live rats run around on top of them. And some of these have just gotten so gruesome that you just, it's not for me. I mean, the horror movies of today and what it takes to scare people today is just too much for me. And this is interesting. We go to a news story here. There was a mass shooting that you may not have heard about. And this is not a joke. When I first heard the news story, I thought, oh, satire. It's not satire. It's real. There was a mass shooting over the weekend, and this took place in Fort Myers, Florida, at a ZombieCon festival. So ZombieCon, con meaning convention. So a bunch of people dressed up as zombies, they go to a convention. People do this kind of thing. I guess this is some people's idea of fun. So everybody's in costume as zombies, and a gunman starts shooting. And apparently one person is dead, five people are wounded, and the video from some of the cell phone video, and this is just unbelievable what was going on here. But we've heard this before, that some of these crazy killers might use a haunted house. They might use something like Halloween as an excuse to do something like this. It is fascinating when you think about everybody in a room, thousands of people or hundreds, I don't know how many were here, were dressed as zombies. So someone could just shoot a bunch of people. You might not even know who's injured or not right away, because people are coming probably already covered in blood, in fake blood, and in these costumes, and then trying to find the bad guy. Everybody is a zombie, right? Everybody's dressed as a zombie. So who's the bad guy? This would be really, for somebody looking for an opportunity, something like this would be an interesting opportunity for someone who wanted to do something bad. That's why, honestly, especially in this environment, I'm just staying away from things like this. Really, really weird story. With all the shootings going on, I just don't want to be in a quote-unquote haunted house anywhere where you're in the dark, where there's people poking at you and jumping out. I'm just not interested in doing that with everything that's going on. This story, if you're someone that loves reality television, and I have to tell you, my wife loves this show. It's called Dance Moms. You may have seen it. It's all about a woman named Abby Lee Miller, and she has a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania dance studio. And you get to go into the dance studio in the reality show, and you get to kind of go behind the scenes and see all the cattiness between all the moms, and my daughter's not getting enough spotlight in the next dance competition, all that kind of thing. My wife loves this show. I'm not sure why. Maybe one of the reasons is my wife is a trained dancer. She was a professional dancer, worked at the theme parks in the Orlando area, teaches dance now as her occupation, dance and music. But it's just interesting to see the moms. It's all about the moms. But in any case, Dance Moms, the lady behind the studio, behind the reality show, her name is Abby Lee Miller. And she's oftentimes referred to as the tyrannical dance coach from the popular reality show. She has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Pittsburgh on 20 counts of various charges related to bankruptcy fraud. And the accusations are pretty straightforward. This happens in a lot of bankruptcies. People hide money because, hey, if I'm going bankrupt, why should I tell the court where all my money is? Because they're just going to take it away and give it to my creditors. And I want to keep my money. I want to keep my money and go bankrupt. Please, I want to keep my money and go bankrupt. Please, can I do that? All right. So after this break, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what she's accused of doing, how she kind of tried to hide some money. At least that's the allegation. And I'll also tell you about my own bankruptcy and what happened, and how they checked me out to make sure I wasn't hiding money. All that right after this. Stay tuned.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
We are live on Sunday nights. Good to have you with us. And before the break, we were talking about this news story, Dance Moms star Abby Lee Miller. And here we go. A federal grand jury in Pittsburgh indicted Miller, age 50, on bankruptcy fraud charges for allegedly hiding more than $755,000 in secret accounts. Wow. I don't know the whole story behind this, but you kind of have to wonder, if somebody has $750,000 to hide, do they really need to go bankrupt? But this is what happens. People file for bankruptcy because bankruptcy is a really great thing. Because prior to, I believe it was 1860 in the United States, if you owed a debt and could not pay it, you were actually dragged off to prison. Yes, there really was a debtor's prison here in the United States and in many countries of the world. Back in the 1800s, that was commonplace. If you didn't pay your debts, you went bankrupt. And then, of course, we go on to, okay, you can't pay your debts, you go to jail. Well, now you can go bankrupt and get all your debts forgiven and start afresh. Kind of destroys your credit for about 10 years. But it's an opportunity for people to get a fresh start. But the problem is, if you take advantage of bankruptcy, you're supposed to declare all of your assets. And other than a very small amount of money and property, it's taken by the court to pay off your creditors. They all kind of get a small piece of the pie based on how much you owe them. They get a percentage of what they're owed. And in my own case, many of you know my story. I ended up in bankruptcy after, in 2001, my accountant, who was my brother, embezzled nearly $2 million from me, and I was wiped out. I could not recover from that, and I ended up in bankruptcy. And I'll tell you what happened with me. I disclosed everything and I was aware of the risk of not doing so. You know, you absolutely want to do that. You're signing all these documents under penalty of perjury. There's warning after warning you're given. When you're signing these documents, you have to go into court and swear under oath that you've been honest and truthful on these documents. And then they even come out to your house, like, and not in every case, but in my case, they did, because I was a wealthy guy. So at the time, you know, they wanted to make sure, is he really holding on to anything? They went through everything. I mean, they went through my underwear drawer. They went through my closet. They look at what clothes I had and everything they had to put a value on. And you don't really get to keep much. That I think it's just a few hundred dollars, maybe $1,000, $1,500 of personal items. But the nice thing is, when they're appraising your property that you already have, they typically are appraising it at a low amount. So they go into your closet and see a suit maybe that you paid $500 for. They might only put a $50 value on it. So you do get to keep some stuff, but you're not supposed to hide things from the bankruptcy court. So this will be interesting to see what happens. We're seeing more and more of this, especially in the case of famous people, because I think the government's trying to send a message that if you're going to go bankrupt, there's no hiding of assets. And really, in this world, think about it. How hard is it really? I mean, how hard would it be if you had $750,000? That would be pretty tough, wouldn't it, to hide that from the government? I mean, they know the tricks. You might move it into your spouse's name or one of your kids' names or a friend's name. They know the tricks, and there are paper trails for everything. But this will be interesting to see what happens. A lot of people commenting on this article saying, hey, Martha Stewart went to jail. She should go to jail. So this will just be interesting to see. Does Dance Mom star Abby Lee Miller actually get convicted on these charges of bankruptcy fraud? And does she go to prison? Will she actually start maybe some dance lessons in prison? Talk about a reality show. There you go. She's the queen bee of cell block H, teaching the women prisoners to dance. Now that's a reality show. Maybe this is all just a setup for her next big show. Who knows? All right. If you have not seen this, I am excited about this. Google, if you're familiar with Google Street View, this is an interesting technology. You can just type in any address in the world, pretty much. And if you know how to use it, when you click on the map inside of Google, you can actually get a street view. And you can see cool places. Like, maybe you want to see what it looks like in downtown, I don't know, London, England. Maybe you want to see what it looks like in New York City in Times Square, and you've never been there and you just want to do that. Well, what's really neat with Google Street View is you can kind of use your mouse to kind of virtually walk through these towns. And it's really neat. Maybe you've never been to Rome, Italy. So you want to go to Rome, Italy via the internet and walk around and see what it looks like. Now, these aren't real-time pictures, but some of them are pretty recent pictures. And it does give you a sense of being in that location. What's really interesting to see is this is going to the next level now, which is there are actually glasses you can buy and they attach to your computer. And Google is announcing, this is in the news this week, this is why I get to this, Google acquires Panorama startup Digisfera to uplift the street view experience. And let me tell you where this is all going to. The idea is that in the not too distant future, maybe within the next couple of years, that you can strap on some glasses that are 3D and you can actually kind of go into the internet. This sounds weird, but you go into like a virtual reality world inside the internet, and through these new pictures that Google's going to be taking all over the world of these different locations, you can almost like physically walk around in these different places and see these locations as if you were really there. Now, you can kind of do that now with Street View, but this is going to take it to the next level. And Google has acquired a company that is into all of this. And they showed a couple of pictures here of these companies with their sort of 360-degree view cameras strapped to the top of their cars. And you might have seen the Google car come through your neighborhood. It is weird. I don't know if those of you who remember the big expose I did on the scam that was based out of Birmingham, England. So here I am in Palm Coast, Florida, and I'm writing articles about this big scam. I find out that they're located in Birmingham, England. So I took their address and I put it into Google, and I actually used Google Street View to go right to the front door of the scammers. And I took a picture of this building that the scam was operating out of. I put it on the internet, and newspapers all around the world pick up my article, including as far away as New Zealand, that I had uncovered the location of these scammers, and I actually had a picture of their building. I never left my desk. It was all done over the internet. So this is interesting. That'll be coming soon. I like that idea. I like the idea of being able to kind of go on a virtual vacation. So my wife is calling me, honey, take out the garbage. Wait a minute. I'm walking around right now in Venice, Italy. I can't be disrupted. That's going to be cool. Okay. So you probably heard the news that all of this whole deal is coming together, right? Against what I think is certainly against popular opinion here in the U.S., this whole deal is coming together where we're going to be releasing, I think, over $100 billion to Iran, money that's been frozen as part of sanctions against Iran for violating all kinds of U.N. security resolutions, all having to do with them developing long-range missiles, developing nuclear weapons, all of that kind of thing. And of course, we know that President Obama recently made a deal with Iran. So the deal's all coming together, and we don't have enough votes in the Congress and the Senate to stop the deal. So the deal's going through. But nonetheless, this happened just a few days ago. Let's see here. Today is the 18th. So this happened, I believe, towards the end of the week here. This news story I have is from Saturday, that Iran tested a long-range missile, a missile that had a range to actually reach the United States. And this was in violation of the UN Security Council. And I saw the president, President Obama, on television being asked the question, does this mean that the deal's off with Iran? Because now they're doing this crazy stuff with these missiles. You're not going to believe what he had to say. And I'll tell you right after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Have you seen websites or even heard radio ads offering guns for sale? Well, let me let you in on a little secret. Did you know that if someone buys a gun mail order, it must be shipped first to a local federally licensed firearms dealer? Now, the local dealer can make $25 to $50 for simply receiving the gun and doing the paperwork for the buyer. Now, most people don't know that they can do this. They can become a fully licensed federal firearms dealer for under $200, operate a business like this from home, and just doing these simple transfers, they can earn hundreds of dollars per week. Now, that's not all. As an FFL, you can also buy guns and ammo wholesale for yourself. Check it out today, HomeGunBusiness.com. The website, HomeGunBusiness.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
My guest tonight in hour number two is Harry Moskoff. We'll be talking about the biblical Ark of the Covenant. What a fascinating discussion that will be. So stay tuned with us all the way through. We have a second hour. Some of you don't know that. Some radio stations that carry us don't carry both hours. We certainly hope that your station will add the second hour. If they're carrying only the first hour, you can call them and ask them to do so. Well, I'll tell you what, I continue to be amazed by Barack Obama's naivete. And so this week, what we have happen a couple of days ago, Iran launches a long-range missile. And it's a missile that could have carried a nuclear warhead and had a range that is believed to be able to have reached the United States. So it takes this provocative move. Well, this deal is coming together where the U.S. is going to be releasing billions of dollars to Iran under this deal that was struck. And you think that, well, wait a minute now. Hey, wait a minute. We were hoping you were going to be on your best behavior, and maybe we're not going to give you all this money back now. Maybe we're not going to go through with the deal. No, that's not at all what the president said. I'll tell you in a nutshell what he said is, hey, these are two separate matters. The issue of Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal and them complying or not with these long-range missile agreements that they have. I just couldn't believe that. So this is now being taken up at the UN, the issue of them firing off this long-range missile, which could have been a nuclear missile. It wasn't. Iran, of course, denies that. But this is just, it's just naivete. I don't understand what they think of us. I mean, how much concern could they have about this president? I mean, think about this for a second. I mean, think about the fact that they have the audacity to fire a long-range missile in violation of their current agreement with the United Nations, and to do that right. Well, this is all coming to fruition, this whole deal. You think they would be on their absolute best behavior. I mean, this is almost like a guy who was caught in an affair by his girlfriend, by his fiance. He's caught in an affair. He repairs the relationship, and it's the night before the wedding, and he salvaged his relationship, and he's still got this young lady agreeing to marry him. And then he's caught the night before the wedding in another affair. I mean, that's a great analogy, a great way to look at this. But our president, President Obama, looks at these kinds of situations like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to be really, really nice to bad guys. And they're going to say, wow, these people are so nice. We're going to be nice back. But it just doesn't work that way in reality. And I was amazed. I was amazed that the press let the president off so easily in this questioning. And you just know how bad of a deal this is with Iran when you see them launching long-range missiles. Long-range missiles. And then the president, here it is. This is from the English version of alarabia.net. And this is a Middle Eastern newspaper. President Barack Obama ordered the U.S. government Sunday to take steps towards lifting sanctions on Iran in accordance with the historic nuclear deal struck between six world powers and Tehran. Obama's directives come 90 days after the U.N. Security Council endorsed the accord signed in Vienna in July. And here's the quote from the executive order, quote, "I hereby direct you to take all necessary steps to give effect to the U.S. commitments with respect to sanctions," end quote, Obama said in a memorandum addressed to the U.S. Secretaries of State, Energy, Commerce, and the Treasury. And this will release tens of billions of dollars to Iran, money that was frozen as part of sanctions for their historic bad behavior, pursuit of nuclear weapons, and pursuit of these long-range missiles. I mean, this is serious stuff when you think about it. I mean, we could, you know, look at this today and say, oh, this is just politics, right? Only people that are against this president are bringing up these issues. But how much more obvious can it be that Iran is a threat? I mean, these are missiles that could reach the United States. So that means your kids, my kids, if I have grandkids someday, maybe I will, I wonder, they're going to have to live in a world where you have countries like Iran with nuclear weapons and with missiles to deliver them. Imagine what kind of a world that's going to be. And it's all happening right in front of us. It's not like this is any type of a surprise. It's just all right here. Okay, there's a big scam going on right now on eBay. And I know people who have bought cars on eBay. I have never done that. Maybe that's a smart thing to do. If you know a lot about buying used cars, maybe that's a good strategy. I've never done it. I know it works differently than the regular auctions. There's some differences to it, but there is a big scam now, and you should know about it. Apparently, there is a legitimate company by the name of Leicester, spelled L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R. And this is a company that supposedly is a big name, a very well and trusted name within the genre of online car auctions on eBay, Leicester, L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R. So supposedly their name has somehow been hijacked and is being used by scammers on eBay. Well, let me correct myself here. Leicester is apparently the location of the company. And it says here that the scam has been going on. The company is called Transport for Business. And there's a big article on this. Bottom line, if you are someone who is in the process of buying a car on eBay, you should be very, very cautious because there's a huge investigation going on about this. And it involves a company called Transport for Business, and the local firm Transport for Business, it said here, is a legitimate company, and it looks like this is based in England. The headquarters of this company, Leicester, England. But if you are someone that is in the process of buying a car on eBay, be very, very careful because somehow these scammers have been able to hijack and use the name of the trusted business Transport for Business, which is, I guess, a long-term seller of cars on eBay that is a trusted name. And other things in the news here, Amazon is going to file lawsuits against more than 1,000 people who are accused of posting fake reviews on its website. And this was a very interesting story. Apparently, what is going on is websites like Fiverr. You probably heard of the site Fiverr, Fiverr.com. It's a place you can go to hire people to do small projects for you for just a few bucks. Well, one of the things that you can do on Fiverr is, this is part of the lawsuit, this is Amazon's allegation, that an individual can go to Fiverr and pay someone $5 to go to Amazon.com and give them a five-star review on their book or on their product or whatever it is that they're selling. So 1,114 defendants are being sued. They're named in the lawsuit as John Doe's, and Amazon is suing them. And apparently they're going to be going after some of these sites as well. Fiverr says it has regularly cooperated with Amazon to remove fake reviewers from its website. But Amazon is getting very serious about this. They say that it is disrupting the integrity of the of their site and the trustworthiness of their reviews. And this is a story that I've heard on multiple talk shows this week. So a diner in New York City has decided that they're going to discontinue tipping and the servers are going to be paid a salary. And the story that I heard was that the motivation to do this was so that the people in the back of the house can make the same as the people in the front of the house. In other words, in restaurant terms, that means that the dishwasher's mad that the waitresses and waiters are making the big bucks. So this has kind of ignited a whole conversation about tipping. And the story here that I'm looking at from themarketbusiness.com suggests that more and more restaurants may be going to a no tipping format, and that this will be a way to attract people into the restaurants, maybe to get more customers. Because you think, well, I've got to go out. If I go out to dinner, it's going to be $25, and then I got to leave a tip, so that's $5 more. I don't know. I don't think tipping is going away. I like tipping. I like to be able to tip if I get good service and not if I don't. All right, we'll take a break after news and comment and announcements. We'll be back with our guests. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed. Alex Jones has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio to date. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. The InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for healthcare. So take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.